Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market couldn't quite extend the gains that we saw earlier at around lunchtime. The ASX 200, though, still managing a decent improvement for Wednesday's session, closing higher by around 28 points or 0.4 of 1% and closing at 6,770 points. The markets earlier on did hit the best levels in around 11 months since late February and just fell a touch off those particular levels, certainly not helped by the fact that US futures trading rather flat ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration, which will be happening tonight. So what we have really seen today have been gains pretty much across most parts of the markets, most sectors managing to lift somewhat. The real standout today, certainly the technology sector, Afterpay really shining brightest there, up more than 5%. It hit a new all-time high earlier this morning. It's now managed to do so in three of the past four sessions. Elsewhere in the tech sector, WiseTech Global also lifting close to that 5% mark, but Tyro Payments down around 8%, having surged 25% yesterday. In other parts of the market, BHP certainly made a big difference in the materials sector. Up close to that 1% mark, it released a production update, and iron ore certainly outperforming there as well. It's looking to actually increase its guidance for 2021. Coal, copper, petroleum production all a little bit weaker, and also BHP expecting up to $1.25 billion write-down for its New South Wales energy coal assets as well. So not all good news. Elsewhere, we had Ansell lifting around 3.5%. The company continuing to see strong demand globally for its PPE, its personal protective equipment. Of course, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to ravage parts of the globe. And elsewhere, Sydney Airport today, one of the decliners, down about 1.3%. December traffic numbers coming through, domestic passenger numbers down around 72%, international passenger numbers down a whopping 97%. And of course, those border restrictions certainly hampering travel here in Australia and around the world as well. Regis Healthcare, another loser, down 8%. The aged care company having a takeover bid withdrawn due to the fact that the board rejected those two previous offers made by Washington H. Soul Pattinson. The Aussie dollar now buying 77.2 US cents.